secondary heroes.
Secondary short.
Honey, where's my super suit?
No, it's a cardigan, but thanks for noticing.
Killer boots, man.
Dodson, Dodson, we've got Dodson here.
Get it right or pay the price.
Great Scott!
Pizza Dude's got 30 seconds.
Give the audience a quid.
The pleasure's all on this side of the table, trust me.
Well, excuse me, princess.
Yeah, we can even be on TV. We'll be heroes.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Secondary Heroes Podcast. It's time for Secondary Shorts, our weekly check on what we're watching and what's trending in pop culture. It's October 9th, 2020. This is your host, Trevor, and joining me as usual is...
Hey, guys, it's Prague.
This is Josh.
Really glad Josh isn't wearing a Seahawks shirt anymore. This is DeLorean Wolfgang.
Yeah, that was bad news.
Yeah, don't
Yeah,
don't
what was going on
name.
With that, man?
Who, me? Oh, is that, I don't want to talk you. About it, but...
That's fine.
So anyways...
Hey,
I made a
it's
bet.
Fun losing bets. I've lost bets before, too.
Now, when do you have to wear a shirt of a team you don't like?
Just don't bet on bad teams. I think that's the moral of the story.
Whoa,
it's much easier
hey.
To bet on good teams.
Okay. All right. Now, I agree with that. I just, you know, your pride gets in the way sometimes because you kind of, you're overconfident. Like, oh, this is my team. We're going to win.
Of course.
But then I forget we have Dak Prescott in.
Yeah. Well, no, the problem is you have no defense at all.
Oh, like, yeah. The secondary.
They might
as well
just not
sucks.
Put anybody out there.
See, that's a shame,
Prague.
Too, because it's a secondary that's killing us.
No, not
yes. a secondary heroes.
No.
I know, which is sad.
But I know what you mean, bro. I'm a Bucks fan.
Yeah.
I still make bets. Being a Bucks fan, I still make
yeah,
bets.
Yeah, I mean, you live and died by the Cowboys. So, or me, for my case.
You do.
Yeah,
some
in your
do.
Case.
Yeah. Anyways,
it's
let's talk about something
sports
good.
Sports time, guys.
Anything,
just
anything,
so you know.
Oh, God.
I just wish
I don't
there
know,
wasn't
man.
A damn virtual parade.
It seems Tampa is doing quite well. We already got the Stanley Cup. We're already looking at the World Series.
Did they beat
and Tom
the
Brady
today?
At the helm? Mm. I'm thinking a Super Bowl as well.
They beat
Don't
the Yankees
it.
Yesterday?
First of all, hockey's not, like, in the consideration.
Oh, it's always in the consideration. It's way
I didn't even
more
know what
exciting
happened.
Than
I was like, oh, okay.
Way more exciting than most of the sports out there.
In person, not on TV.
Either way.
Either way.
It. Hey, a giant trophy is a giant trophy, and we got it, baby. Hey, but this isn't a sports podcast. So
I don't know. You're the one who brought up Seahawks at the stop. I was just going to start talking about
no,
what I was watching.
I thought it's funny seeing someone lose a bet and having to, and
well, yeah.
actually following through with everything.
Well, it's not you, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, of course when it's not me. Are you kidding me?
Of course. Always funnier when it's not you. Always.
Absolutely.
So what are we guys
so,
watching?
Moving on.
What are we watching this week, guys?
I think we're watching The Fly.
I think everyone watched The Fly.
Oh
that was
God.
A great horror movie that happened.
It, Jeff Goldblum, dude, that movie is gross. I might
it's
have to put
gross.
That on.
Anyway. Speaking
no,
of gross,
I actually
I'll go
didn't
if
see
you
it.
Want.
Yeah, please
yes.
go.
I started Utopia. I think it was Josh really? Talking about this last week. A few other people
Zootopia?
Actually... Utopia,
yep.
not
the brand
Zootopia.
New Utopia.
I have not seen, and probably will never see. But I watched a show called Utopia because quite a few people have recommended it to me. I did not know that this was actually a remake of a British television series that lasted two seasons. I thought this was a new kind of concept idea that had come up. I also did not realize that this was written by Gillian Flynn, so that also piqued my interest more. People did say that this was going to be very graphic, which it is, just not the way I thought. So it is very graphic, but it's not over-the-top, silly graphic the way The Boys is. It's not slapsticky in that way. It's more intense and real in a way.
Yeah.
There's still humor in the scenes, but it's very dark, dry humor. If you've read or watched anything by Gillian Flynn, like Gone Girl or Sharp Objects, she's very dark. She's messed up in the head. I mean, she is beyond messed up and dark. There is no happiness in her works, and I love that.
Oh.
So far, I'm four episodes in, and I'm actually really intrigued by this idea. It is almost too realistic with what we're going through right now in our current day situations,
yeah.
which really made it... almost too scary for me. I was like, I just
it
don't want to deal
like
with this. Like, I kind of want to escape reality. I'm like, oh man, this stuff is kind of really happening. And obviously it's not like a comic book that is predicting the future stuff, but what that comic book is predicting is stuff that we've seen happening and happened just this week in the news. So not to spoil too much of the series, but I think it's worth people's watch. It is going to be hard for some people to take because it is graphic. Mm-hmm. Not in the way The Boys is. It's like if they have a torture scene, they're going to show the whole scene. They're not going to cut away.
Man.
They're not going to stop and wait. There's no fun. There's no musical cues. It's the whole thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
So be prepared for that. But I think it's worth it. It's an interesting concept. Some good character work. That for the first episode is probably my favorite so far. It's the most fun. It's the one I think that you were talking about last week, Alex, where they go to like a comic book convention and they meet up. There are people that don't really know each other, but they knew each other online based on this comic book. So when they meet each other in person for the first time, they're like, oh, wait, are you that person? Are you so-and-so? Like, yeah. They're all kind of confused. So it's a lot of fun. A lot about identity and, you know, what's real and what's important in life. So, and it has probably one of my favorite sociopaths I've ever seen on film or television. So this guy is
I do like good sociopaths.
Oh yeah.
He is pretty good. He fits the part perfectly.
He does. I don't know who this actor is. I have to look him up to see what else he's been in, but yeah.
My so there goodness. You
go. I recommend it, but not for the faint of heart.
I don't know if I can get I don't know how I would even be able to watch that.
Just watch the first episode.
If I'm watching TV, my wife's usually there watching TV with me. So
this is how you use iPads or computers.
Good idea.
If I'm going to watch without like my wife, I would use my Oculus Quest. Dude, that is the best way to watch Netflix.
Perfect. There you go.
Yeah, that when you get those, I guess, intense graphic sequence, it's much better in VR, I think.
Oh, yeah. You can't look away. Close everyone.
Close my eyes.
Yes.
That's funnier for the non-listening.
Yeah, they're like, what is he doing?
Fantastic. Yeah, so anyways, I actually haven't been watching a whole lot of TV. It's just been a ton of sports for me. I've been watching the Padres play, or at least try to play. I've been watching the Bucks.
They're good at celebrating in the middle innings.
Yeah, right?
That's always fun.
But my wife started watching this show that kind of piqued my interest. It's on Netflix, but it's about a girl who goes to Paris. It's
Emily in Paris.
Yes.
Yep. I've heard about this show.
And at first I was like, I don't really get what's happening here. Like, her boss is making fun of her because she doesn't know French or know French culture because she's come to France for the first time in her life, and so her boss just sits there and berates her all the time about it. And I'm like, that doesn't make sense. Like, you're not even giving the girl a chance to learn the culture, and she's an American too. Like, they're both Americans. I'm like, this doesn't make sense to me. Anyways, but it's. Then I started sitting down and watching it with her, and I'm like, okay, I'm kind of getting into this. I want to see what happens. So Emily in Paris. Is this something
comedy, drama, mystery?
Yeah, it's kind of a comedy. It's not, dude, it's guilty pleasure, like, it's like a Hallmark Channel show. It's pretty bad. Please move on from me. I'm watching sports. I'm watching manly stuff.
I swear.
With power tools and NASCAR.
With sweaty men. Yes.
Just sweaty.
What are you doing?
Okay. We'll
move on. All right, Josh.
Moving on. So I've been watching a bunch of different things, but what I've been watching recently is Schitt's Creek season 6, the last one.
Nice. So, actually, I just started that too, season 6.
So I believe it came on this week onto Netflix because I've been waiting for it to show up on Netflix because I didn't want to pay to watch it. So it's good. I mean, it's Schitt's Creek. It's what you expect. So I'm looking forward to see how they conclude the series with this last season.
David.
But I think it's a good change of pace of, you know, having something more comedic and not so realistic, I guess you could say. But
yeah,
it's
nice that like when you're like watching shows like I have, like Dark Utopia and stuff. It's like,
After watching Utopia, I was like, oh man, this is a little too real.
I
right
see
now.
Nice
so.
People do nice things.
Yeah.
Once
exactly.
in a while. Oh my gosh.
Nice people do nice things, or yes. they're kind of forced into being nice. Are,
but they grow yeah. into being nicer as the series
No,
goes
of
on,
course,
sure.
of course. But yeah, I've actually nice. Really have been enjoying that show. I mean, I've been still kicking around. I'm on, I think, the middle of the third season, but okay. I'm still kicking around in that one. Yeah, I need to just binge the rest of it. I need to just finish it.
Yeah, yeah, I feel like the show comes into its own in the fourth season. I know it took a while, mm-hmm. but I mean, it's not like the other seasons were bad. I think it really figured out what it was supposed to be the whole time. And yeah, Dan, who wrote it, he just went with that kind of tone the rest of the series, which has been a lot of fun. So
yeah,
I say stick with
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Hey, Trevor, what you yeah. watching there, buddy?
I've been watching the Lakers. They're up 3-1 in the NBA Finals, and the Dodgers are like telling San Diego
6-2
stay in San Diego.
Top of the four.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know what? We enjoy San Diego. It's very nice out here.
At least it's nice. The weather's good.
Oh, right? Dude, but we could use some rain for we need rain.
But no, so I started watching What We Do in the Shadows just because everyone told me this is hilarious. And I have a high bar for what hilarious is because I
no,
watch
hold on.
Quite
you
a few comedies.
A high bar on everything.
But comedy's probably my main genre.
Yeah, I'm the same and way. Comedy has to be pretty high for me too.
What We Do in the Shadows is not hilarious. Like, there's a few occasional sequences that are funny, but the overarching structure just, so many things fall flat. Like, I'm just amazed. It's almost just tedious to get through because I'm trying to say, is it going to get better? Like, are they finally going to? There's one episode so far where they have the Baron come. Okay. And it's just like, I don't know.
Have you watched
the film? I'm disappointed. Not yet.
No.
Okay. I watched the film and I couldn't get more than 15 minutes into it.
Like, wait, that's not promising.
The movie?
Yeah, I couldn't. I get it. I get why people would like it. But like, I've seen stuff like that in the past many times. It's nothing new. Like, the humor's not new. It's fun, but it's like
the idea is fun. It's just it's not funny. It's like for 23 minutes, you just throw all these jokes that fall flat, and then there's like maybe 4 or 5 jokes in the whole show.
Yeah,
I think right now I feel like it's because it's October. It's the time to be watching it. But
sure,
I gave it a chance. I'll finish season one.
I still want to revisit it. I haven't. Like, giving it a full chance just because I would like to sit down with my wife and watch it so it's not just me watching it, so we can both get into it and I can then binge it. If she can get into something, then I could just sit there and binge the whole thing and she'll watch all of it with me. So I would like to try that show again, and I know that you're giving it, like, a bad review right now.
Well, it's not as much bad review as it's just not funny for me. But gotcha. Comedy is subjective. It's not completely objective.
And I feel the same way about the movie. It's like, I didn't think it was bad. Like, you can tell it was decent, well made, good makeup and stuff, and good actors. And yeah, it just wasn't my kind of style of comedy, I guess.
Yeah, it happens.
Yeah.
But
different strokes for different folks.
Luckily, there's new stuff coming all the time. And so one thing we know for sure is that the latest Pixar movie, Soul, is going straight to Disney Plus on Christmas Day, December 25th, 2020. And it's not behind a $30 paywall like Mulan. It's just straight up, just like they released Onward. And now you can enjoy Soul. And Soul, it looks like it's the most adult Pixar movie they've done yet. Like, this is a whole afterlife analysis thing that's pretty interesting. That, it's an animated movie, so that's a kid's movie.
Right.
That doesn't look like this movie at all.
No.
Christmas morning, it looks like I'm really excited to watch a depressing movie about the potential afterlife and the problems with it.
That's one way to see it. Thing.
Yeah, I don't know if I want to watch that.
I know.
You're going to watch it though, Alex. You have to watch it, Alex.
I still haven't
even seen Coco. I mean,
what? Yeah, me too. It's October. Just put Coco on. Man.
It's October.
You
Come
should,
on.
Yeah. For October, yeah. I think I will too.
Coco's outstanding.
I ended up rewatching Beetlejuice the other day. I'd rather watch Beetlejuice 100 times.
Watch yourself.
I wish Beetlejuice was good.
Easy. Easy.
What do you mean easy? That's a good thing. I love Beetlejuice. It's such a classic. And it's funny every time.
I know, but I think you guys are. But it keeps getting funnier every time. Anyway.
Well, another thing that's going on with me, I have got an obsession. I've got a monkey on my back, and I swear to God, I need someone to just knock my phone out of my hand. I've been playing Pop Blitz. I don't know what's wrong with me, man. It's not even that good of a game. Like, I've already noticed patterns. Like, in the bottom right, there's always going to be a row of four that you could just immediately hit, and you get the rainbow crown. Then you slide it up. Then you get a rocket. And I know the pattern already, and I still play it.
Well, it's Disney Emoji Blitz. Like, literally, I don't know if the same exact company designed it, but there's not one thing that's different from Disney Emoji Blitz other than the Funko branding. But I still do like the Funko Pop collectibles. Like, there's the Jurassic Park event right now. I got to get all of those digital props in the game for an unknown reason.
I need them all.
They reeled Trevor in.
They did. Jurassic Park. So I forgot my password to my Apple account.
Entire Apple account, so you can't back up to iCloud or do anything. Go to the App Store.
I guess not. No.
Oh my
so
God.
I'll download it this weekend. I'll remember it. I'm sure it'll come back to me. I'm fine. This happens a lot when you get old.
I tell you what, man. There's something about it. There's something about it that's I got a monkey on my back.
It has the whole digital collector thing.
Oh, I'll get
and
into
that's
it.
What
once
it is.
I download
yeah.
it, I will. I know.
I feel like I need to collect all the stupid pops, but I keep getting commons.
And nothing but commons.
Nothing but commons, baby.
Okay, so it's Network. Network is the company, and the E is with a three. So that's I don't know if that's the same company that does Disney.
But one other news piece. This is kind of big, or it's interesting. Mm. And the grand scheme of things in the Marvel Universe is that last week we talked about a potential Spider-Verse, but that was kind of focused on what Sony was doing. Mm-hmm. Now, Benedict Cumberbatch is officially in Spider-Man 3. And we know Doctor Strange 2 is in the Multiverse of Madness. So we specifically see Doctor Strange is in a multiverse movie, and then he's going to Spider-Man 3. Like, that's not by accident or anything. Nope. And so we did our whole Infinity Gauntlet storyline, and now it looks like Marvel really has fun Secret Wars ideas going on for their next phase.
I think they do. I think he's going to come over to Peter and be like, this is how it works, man. Here's your Spider-Verse. Bam.
I'm excited. I'm super excited, dude. I love multiverses. I love Marvel. I love Marvel's multiverse. Seeing it live action, I'm all in.
It's going to be so much fun. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm ready. I'm ready for this. Whenever they film, who knows? It'll come out in like 2027 or something. But I'm ready for it.
But it'd be good. I'm willing to wait to see that.
Yeah, me too. I think if they do it right, and I think they will.
Especially because I was so disappointed or unenthusiastic about Black Widow and the Immortals or the Eternals, whatever. I don't know which one they're doing. Who cares? But at least now I'm excited for what Marvel's doing.
Yeah, it took a while. It took them a while to get there. It's like, there it is. Multiverse.
Well, they had all this time to think about it, so should be able to do it.
They're like, those other ones aren't really trending too hot. What are we gonna do, guys? What are we gonna do? People like that Spider-Verse movie. All right, let's do that.
Yeah, let's hop on that. Hey, do you got that Tobey Maguire's number? Bring him in.
What about that guy? What's he doing? What's he?
People liked him, right?
He's not
doing
anything.
Bringing them in would be very. It's gonna be very interesting if that actually what happens.
Yeah.
To see all three of them.
All the Spider-Mans. All the Spider-Man. Well,
and then we get Miles, and then we get 2099, and then we tie in Venom and Carnage, and
That's what we should call it. Spider-Mans.
Spider-Man. Oh, dude, let's just hope that Tom Hardy isn't Venom again.
Oh, he will.
Oh, he's Venom forever.
He will have to be.
Yeah. I'm Eddie Brock, and I got a virus. Every time I hear him talk, it's just the worst thing ever.
It's better than Bane, okay? That's what he has going for him.
I'm a news reporter. I'm a news reporter, but I got a parasite that turns me into a black piece of goo.
Why is his name Strong Bad?
Gotta get the Strong Bad. Strong Bad emails. Oh, dude. Boy. Nice job on Strong Bad.
That was good. Good call. Woo, that was a fun
Anyways, so should I do a podcast of the week?
Yeah, who we had
Ladies and gentlemen, we're still in October, so I'm going to do another spooky, scary one. This one's kind of fun. It's Jim Harold's Campfire. This guy, Jim Harold, he takes phone calls, like he'll pre-record phone calls of people actually calling in and telling their ghost stories. Nice. And they're all, quote unquote, supposedly real. Supposedly real. So he goes through ghost stories, alien stories, abductions, that type of stuff. Anything, if you've got a demonic possession, he'll talk about it. And the guy, he goes into each episode with just such a open mind. And that's what I think I like about it, is like, he never really goes, well, that sounds like BS.
That would be my show.
That would be your show, for sure, yeah.
Spooky, so, but I don't believe it. Nice.
It's really, it's a cool show. I enjoy listening to it from time to time. It's not something that I can sit there and binge, just because some of the people that he brings on can drone on for like ever. So it's one of
some
those shows
that
I'll
can.
Put on for,
yep.
Hey, this is my segment. Back up. Anyway, so Jim Harold's Campfire. Give him a try. It's pretty good.
Nice, and be sure to follow at Secondary Heroes on Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, Anchor, everywhere you possibly can imagine. Be sure to leave a review on iTunes. It's free for you, it's priceless to us. And to everyone listening, we hope you enjoyed it. We'll talk to you next time.
Bug out.
Okay, DeLorean Wolfgang, roll out.